Since the recession, our economy has added more than 4 million payroll jobs, yet the jobless rate remains persistently high. Joining us live this morning is Peter Coy, economics editor for Bloomberg Businessweek. Apparently, Peter, these openings are not being filled by people who've been out of work a long time.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to believe, but there are literally 3.7 million job openings at the end of November. That's the last date we have from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So think of all the people who are out of work right now. You tell them something like that, and they're saying, I can't believe it. I've been looking and looking and looking. You can't tell me there are 3.7 million open jobs in this country, but that's what the government says. So what's apparently happening is that, first of all, you've got to always have some job openings. It's just a normal thing. You know, jobs get filled, they get open, and they don't get filled instantly. But it's also a problem that you're seeing some people get stuck in unemployment while others sort of cycle through it. It's a sort of a bifurcation of the labor market. The normal people who have been out of work for a few months, out of work, back into work. But then people who have been out of work 6 months or more, there seems to be a different pattern there. They seem to be getting out of work and then not getting back into it. It's like chronic, almost perpetual unemployment for some of these people.
Now, why are they unable to find new work when the others are able to cycle back into the job force?
Exactly. That is precisely the question that everybody's wondering, and there's no definite answer. I spoke to a very interesting academic at Northeastern University who's done some work on this, who looked into whether it was just unemployment insurance, you know, that they didn't need to go back to work, and so they didn't. And he used some interesting methodology to say that does not seem to be the case. So one theory is that they've just lost their skills. You know, they're just not equipped to do jobs anymore because they've been out for too long. And the sort of opposite theory is that employers, just because the job market is still soft, can afford to be picky, and they're passing over these people unjustifiably. There's still no good answer on which of those is the predominant factor.
Looking for a job itself is a skill that some people haven't mastered.
Well, that's true. I mean, I spent some time yesterday talking to people who I've been out of work for a long time, and you just got the sense that some of them are trying, but they're sort of butting their heads against a wall without really making any progress. And so part of it, yes, is that they need more help in getting back into the labor market.
So what is the help that they need to get back into the labor market? Is it, how to interview, how to write a resume, how to find one of these 3.7 million jobs?
All of those, plus in some cases, what they just really need is to give up on whatever job they're looking for and seek another job, which may require fresh training. The jobs that they're seeking don't exist anymore in some cases.
Interesting. Thanks, Peter. Appreciate it. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Peter Coy from Bloomberg Business Week.